Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Paris News, Austin Luter. Austin, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Great, and we're going to be talking with Austin from time to time about what's going on in Paris and Lamar County. I see that you were the judge of a spelling bee here lately.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. Spelling is something taken pretty seriously in Lamar County, and these kids from campuses all over the county kind of narrowed it down to 18 contenders, and that was at Paris Junior High yesterday, and I got in on the judges panel, and it was pretty serious business. But we've named a winner, and he is going to go on to represent Lamar County at the regional spelling bee in March in Dallas. So
does this ultimately lead to the national?
I think it could. Yeah. They go to the regionals in Dallas, and then on from there to state and on up. It's a sanctioned, script spelling bee.
So. That's the big spelling bee then.
Yeah.
Well, that's gotten to be quite a competitive deal. It's televised. The finals are televised. And
I tell you, I was lucky. I had the cheat sheet in front of me, or I couldn't have judged it. And I'm a newspaper editor.
Right,
so those
words
are a little bit out of my range.
Yeah, that could be embarrassing. Well, I see that you all your crime stats for 2017 have come out. What's that looking like?
Well, Chief Hunley over at the police department reports that all in all, crime's down a little bit in the county, about 2 or 3% down, and it was kind of one of those that they have to field that every year, and they have to report it. And I believe I'm correct in saying the only category that they saw a spike was a category that didn't exist last year. You know how the state sanctions that stuff, and it's been assault causing family violence is the category, but now they have a subcategory impeding breath. So anytime you're choking a family member, now it gets in its own classification. So there was an increase there just because that subclassification didn't exist last year.
I see.
But overall, I think he's happy with the progress. We have a good department over here, and they're just, keeping the streets safe.
Now, you say that North Lamar ISD is about to name a new superintendent?
Yes, sir. A man by the name of Dr. Jason Adams, he is a native of Rockwall, but he has been at Kearns ISD down south of Dallas, and they named him the lone finalist a couple weeks ago, and I'm sure you know, but in the state of Texas, a person has to be a lone finalist for 21 days before they can be offered the job. I guess
yes.
That's a period where either the school district can back out or they can back out or whatever. But that 21 days is nearing an end, and we don't have a meeting agenda yet, but I look for the meeting to be called pretty soon where they're going to officially offer him the job and announce his start date.
Who had been the previous superintendent?
The previous superintendent here left quite unexpectedly. He was asked to leave back in October. So they've been working with an interim since then. The man who's the interim right now is a man named Charlie Martin, who's a retired educator from here in Lamar County, and he was involved with the search for this new one. They had over 70 applicants for this job. So, a lot of qualified people interested in coming here.
We're talking with Austin Luter, and Austin is the editor of the Paris News. I see Luminant up there. Your power company is very involved in philanthropic things, and they've made some big donations. One to the Paris Fire Department, and then another to the Children's Advocacy Center.
Yeah, the Children's Advocacy Center, their big fundraiser, the Sweetheart Soiree. If I can't ever say soiree right, but I think I am.
Yeah.
Was Saturday night, and that's a big formal dinner they do down at the Civic Center. Really good time, and Luminant was one of their big underwriters for that. Luminant cut them a check for $5,000 for that event. And yeah, I'm fairly new here at the paper, but I've been at a lot of places, and it's amazing in the small towns when there's a need how companies and individuals show up. But yeah, at that for the Children's Advocacy Center, Luminant was one of three $5,000 sponsors, along with Load Trail and Or Nissan and Or Honda. So, they are involved, as are a lot of businesses around here.
And then a $3,750 donation to the Paris Fire Department for rescue equipment.
Yes.
So that's nice, too.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
No, not at all. Austin, this is good, and we'll do it again. So, but thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line today.
All right. Thank you, John Mark.
All right. That is Austin Luter, editor of the Paris News. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.